Good morning, this is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We want to welcome you this morning. Now, last week we started a message from Brother Jim Duke entitled, Do You Have Another Year? Now, for those of you that don't know, Brother Jim is a member at Independence Baptist Church, and the Lord has called him to preach, and he does fill in for Pastor Reynolds when he's out of town. Now, Brother Jim also has a bi-monthly ministry at the Lincoln County Jail. Now, with the new year so recently behind us, we thought it would be a good idea to share this message that Brother Jim preached at Independence Baptist Church. Now, at New Year's, of course, we looked back at the year of 2007, and we saw all the blessings that the Lord had given us, and we also look forward to a new year. Now, however, as we pointed out last week, we have no guarantee of what tomorrow will bring, or if we'll even be here to enjoy it. And this should be a reminder that today is the day of salvation, and that we should be serving the Lord today because we may not be here tomorrow. We may not have another year to celebrate. We may not look back on the year 2008 to see the accomplishments and the things that the Lord has done. Some of us may not be here in 2009. And it needs to be a constant reminder to serve the Lord today and to be doing His will today. And so we'll be starting this week's message in Luke chapter 13. Brother Jim will be starting there in verse 4. So let's listen in as Brother Jim continues with his question, Do you have another year?
Verse number 4, he brings up another one. One that he had heard talked about amongst the people. And maybe it wasn't even in the Jerusalem Herald there, or the newspaper, or the news flash when it was told. But he knows of this one and the thoughts of people. And he says in verse number 4, are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell? He brings this one to them. They didn't ask him. They asked him about the Galileans. He asked them about these 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Now he's going to bring it home. Remember, Galilee is up north there. And if you go straight from Jerusalem up north and you don't cross over the River Jordan, what are you going to have to go through? You're going to have to go through Samaria. You're going to have to go through the place of the half-breed Jews. You're going to have to go through that region that was meted out by some of the kings of Assyria and Syria and such when they brought in different nations into that region and the multitude was mixed and the Lord's people melted down and meted down because of the mixing of the people, the Samaritans, hated by the Jews. But here the Lord says, what about the ones killed at Siloam? So I'm going to bring it home to you. Those killed here in Judea, in Judah. Those killed here in Jerusalem, right? You're living at Jerusalem. Aren't you better off than living up in Galilee? Verse number 5. I tell you, nay. The Lord says, He didn't say no. He says, listen, folks, I'm telling you, no. They were not. They were not. What's he go on to say, as he said before in verse 3, but except ye repent, bringing it right down there to them on that individual level, except ye repent, talking to the crowd, ye shall all. There's nobody that's going to escape. There's nobody going to slip by. The case, the situation, the way that it is for all. None of us are going to make it to be with the Lord in heaven and the new heaven and the new earth because our mom and daddy was saved, because our brother and sister is saved, because our folks are saved, because someone we know is saved, because we sit by someone in church services that is saved. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The Lord said, you need to repent. And this word repentance, what's it all about? Repent. The Lord says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent. You. Not your family repent. Not your godfather repenting for you. Not someone that would intercede there for you. But you've got to repent. You. Before God. See, hear what the Scripture tells us about this. I tell you what, A great example that I can think of is here over here in Luke chapter 23. Turn, if you will, over here to Luke chapter 23. As we consider this, the admonition that the Lord has given, that you repent. That ye, if you don't repent, you're going to likewise face a catastrophic end. A catastrophic end worse than the Tower of Siloam falling on you. A catastrophic end worse than the officials, Pilate, coming along and killing you with the sword and the spear. A sudden destruction, a worse than that. When life is over and eyes close in death, a waking up in the fires of hell because of the rejection of the salvation given freely by the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty through His Son. Here, we see in Luke chapter 23, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we know, hanging there on the cross. And it occurred to me about this example here about repentance. Simple repentance. And here in Luke chapter 23, verse number 38, if you will, let's read here. Luke 23, 38. And a superscription also was written over him, that is Jesus Christ, in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews, our King, our Savior. Verse 39. And one of the malefactors, one of the thieves which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save us, save thyself and us. What was the Jew said to him? Said, if you be the Son of God, come on down. Verse number 40, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? He said, don't you fear God? Don't you see what's going on here? Don't you see who this is? Don't you see what is happening here? Maybe the man had heard the Lord preach. Maybe he was there and close when the Lord suffered all those things. When the Lord is brought back from Herod's place over back to Pilate's place. And they're preparing to take these fellows out to crucify him with our Lord. Maybe he heard about the Lord and others talking about him, and now he's met him. No doubt on the way he heard where the Lord talked to those women where he said, don't weep for me. Weep for your children. If they do these things in a green tree, how's it going to be in a dry? If they do this to the Son of Glory, how's it going to be without me? But answering and rebuked him, verse 40, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Verse 41, and we indeed justly, we deserve to be here. The man saying, I'm guilty. I've got this coming. This is right. This is the way it should be. I've got what I deserve, he says. We indeed justly. He's now agreeing with the government, isn't he? He's a thief, and he knows it, and he admits it. There's no hiding it anymore. There's no excuse anymore, is there? There's no, but. No, he says, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. We've earned this, and we've got it coming. But this man hath done nothing amiss. He's innocent. This man's not done a thing wrong. How was it that the centurion that was there when the Lord Jesus Christ gave up the ghost and he said, surely this was the Son of God. Surely this was the Son of God. He saw what happened that day. He was in on it from the beginning to the end. It was his job. It was his place. He was the captain over that guard that would crucify these men. But this man hath done nothing amiss. Verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He says, I'm guilty. I've got this coming. I deserve to die, and it's right. He was open and honest before all and before God that that's the way it should be. And then, what's he say? And he said unto Jesus, verse 42, Lord. He didn't say Jesus, did he? He didn't say God, did he? He said, Lord, 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 remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Lord, I need help. I'm guilty. I deserve it. And this is what I've got coming. But when you come into your kingdom, will you remember me? When you come into that place that you preached and taught about and was told and is told about and that you told and expounded that the scriptures bore out, when it comes to pass, will you remember me? Will you remember? I need help. I need you to remember me. Amen? I need you to work on my behalf. Verse 43, and Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Verily, 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 I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Well, Jim, that wasn't a whole lot that was said. The man didn't list out everything he'd done. The man didn't go into all the what he believed about the Bible and the doctrines that he knew and all that. No, he saw Jesus in his need and he repented and asked the Lord to save him. It's simple. Salvation is simple because it has nothing to do with us. We've got to see that we need it. You've got to admit before God that you need it and that there is no other hope. Not that thing that you're banking on that happened some many years ago. Not that one thing that somebody did for you some years ago. Not this little thing that happened and an emotion that, no, but you, your sin, and Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm guilty. Lord, I need a Savior. And you're the one. Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. Repentance.
As I stated earlier, we're not guaranteed that we have another year. Now, I was looking at the death rate for the United States, and one source put it into months, weeks, hours, and even minutes. It stated that in the U.S. alone, there are 206,250 deaths per month. It goes on to say that this is around 47,596 per week, or almost 5 people per minute. That is 5 people per minute. We're not just talking about the elderly. We're talking about children, teenagers, adults. It doesn't matter. And I also read that the rate of deaths by accident is almost 5% of those total deaths. So when you've got 47,596 deaths per week, 5% of that is totally unexpected accidental deaths. And it doesn't matter how young or how old you are. There is no guarantee of tomorrow. The Lord Jesus Christ came and He died for your sins, died that you might have eternal life. Now, if you're lost, then repent of your sins, place your faith and your trust in Him today, because you may not have tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't put it off. It's something that you need to be looking at today. Seek the Lord today. Now, if you have questions or concerns, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website is www.independencebaptist.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestell, Missouri, 63348. And we can also be reached at 636-673-2180. Again, that phone number is 636-673-2180. Now, you're also welcome to join us for worship services. This Sunday morning, our services will be starting at 10 a.m. Sunday afternoon services will be at 4:30. And Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7. We want to thank you again for listening this morning. We do want to remind you to tune in again next week at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message entitled, Do You Have Another Year?